This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So drop this story in the outline. I'm sorry that we had a conversation during the break.
It's very inappropriate.
I wish we could talk about on the air, but no. We can't.
Yeah, that's podcast worthy.
Yeah. All right, so here's your headline. This is from the New York Post, where I think 96% of the show fodder comes from.
All right.
Construction worker admits killing pal in drunken, drug-fueled game of who could take a punch the best.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so these two British dudes are hanging out. Jason Thomas and Liam Morgan Whittle.
Morgan Whittle looks like, who does he look like? Who's that comedian, the fat comedian, the British comedian?
Oh,
he had
Gervais,
his own show.
Ricky Gervais?
No, about the guy.
He's not
he had his own show.
The guy singing in the cars with him,
yeah.
James Corden.
Corden, yeah.
He looks a little bit like
Corden
James Corden.
With red
that's
hair.
That's a good call.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys.
Jason Thomas just looks like a derelict.
They're drinking, and I think Jason Thomas, the 40-year-old, was taking cocaine.
Yeah.
And
they
drinking.
They were both hammered, and he was taking cocaine. Correct.
They started to boast about who could take a punch the best. Like, oh, I can punch you in a face. Brits going back and forth, sniffing coke, throwing back pints. So Thomas punches his pal two times in the face in quick succession, rendering him unconscious.
Yeah.
Then they called the emergency services.
Didn't wake up.
A two-piece combo.
He gave him a two-piece combo.
Two-piece and a biscuit.
Right to his face. Yeah. Okay. So then Drab, during the break, is like, hey, I think if we agreed to a fight, like, then, you know, it's
like man's code or something.
Yeah, whatever
Brother
happens,
code.
Happens. And I was like, okay, so we can agree to a fight, like a duel back in the day.
Challenge you to
and
a duel.
If I wind up dead on the sidewalk and nothing happens, you're not supposed to like serve a prison sentence or
I don't know.
Have any sort of punishment.
I'm unclear about it. Did you say
I see that it says mutual combat where two individuals intentionally and consensually engage in a fair fight is a legal concept in the United States.
But
however, if the fight results in significant injury, both participants could face legal consequences, including charges of assault.
Well, this guy got 2.5 years.
Yeah, I think.
And Drab thinks he shouldn't have got 2.5 hours.
And he sounded pretty remorseful, by the way. There was another guy there. When Thomas fatally knocked out Morgan Whittle, the witness, Davies, asked, what have you done? There was no need for it. His response was, he asked for it. I told him not to mess. Uh-huh. End quote. So,
look, it was an accident.
Where did he
hit him?
Yeah, but
right the face twice.
And that's what knocked him out. I mean, I killed
Honed him.
Yeah, killed him.
It depends on the state, according to the research I'm doing here.
Is Wales.
The state, yeah, it's not.
So,
it's not
I'm saying in the United States.
I don't know what shocker. I don't know the Wales legal system.
All right, I was just looking this up. Part of the reason I know this is because one of the states it's legal in is Washington State. And growing up, we were always told you guys could get into a fight if you agreed to it.
Right.
But Holly Berry's ex-husbands, mm-hmm. Oliver Martinez and Gabriel Aubrey. Halle Berry.
It's weird.
They got into an agreed fight. Okay. And Oliver Martinez beat this guy to a pulp.
Yeah.
And he wasn't charged.
Mm-hmm. In the state of Washington, if you're
agreed to. No, this was in California.
Oh, okay.
I also just read that Zac Efron got into a legal fight one time on the streets.
Okay.
Wasn't charged. I think there was clearly no intent to hurt or kill the guy.
If those guys had died, I bet you there would have been charges.
Here's what you don't know. Like, if it's not on video or anything like that, you're only taking the one guy's word for it that's alive.
Well, there's a witness.
There were witnesses, I'm sure
there were witnesses.
And the deal was to see who could take a harder punch.
And I guarantee you someone had their phone out.
Probably was recorded.
In fact, I think we should settle more disagreements in this country with fights, less gun violence.
More fisticuffs.
Let's encourage that instead of blowing each other's brains out.
Can we just say no headshots?
No headshots. That's
no
fine.
No headshots.
Just punch each other. Everyone has to have headgear walking around.
No headshots.
Only torso shots because you can't hit a guy in the gonads.
I just don't want to lose my teeth or anything. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Unwritten rules. That's how I fought my brothers. Did you ever steal your brother in the face?
Never.
I fought my brothers. My one brother.
Mm-hmm.
We hit each other, but never in the face. Yeah. It's unwritten.
Got to stay away from the face.
How about you? I know you got in some scraps once in a while.
I don't think there were face shots.
You never stole Mark in the face or Ross?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was a peacekeeper.
I know.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
Lover, not a fighter. Exactly.
Right.
Look at these supple hands.
You got in between Ross and Mark.
Sure.
Split them up.
Cakes
was the guy. Hey, break it up. Yeah. Break it up.
Hey, I was the oldest brother.
Guys, stop. We're going to get in trouble.
Keep a sense of order.
Is that how he sounded?
You don't have any idea.
The high-pitched voice.
I mean, Cakes will attest to this. There was a lot of chaos in all of our houses. There was a lot of infighting going on at the Allville house. Yeah, there was always a lot of. His dad was like a screamer. His dad
was fiery, and mm-hmm. I think Mark was like that when he was younger. Now he's super chill,
very chill.
But he was fiery as a kid.
Definitely was.
Cakes was the quiet one that just stayed out of it. Stayed above the fray.
Pretty mm-hmm. much.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're getting real personal.
I know, but it's true.
Bringing back memories.
No, but back to the fight, you never hit your brother, or they never hit you in the face. It was kind of the unwritten rule.
But the thing is, if you did unwritten rule, no face shots, but we're going to settle this like men, you can still kill somebody if you pummel them in the stomach.
Hit a vital organ?
Pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, how did he die?
Nobody's gonna die from a liver shot.
How did he die from the headshot? Just the brain? Just brain this bleed guy? Or something? Is that what happens? Like, I don't even know how you die when you get hit in the head.
I'm reading some.
Did you say he was coked out too?
I'm reading some comments.
Coke and alcohol. Yeah.
I think he had a heart attack.
Oh, he did.
Oh, so it actually wasn't the big silly
blow. Are you kidding me? Are you looking at the same story?
Yeah, on the comments, this guy says this is
comments. You can't trust comments.
Well, hold on. I mean, maybe it's in the story. We just are missing.
Okay, maybe.
All right, but I don't know. I'm just reading it. It says,
okay.
This wasn't a situation where one just got beat up and passed away. I'm sure the heart attack played a role in his passing.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not reading the comments, so I don't know. I'm not privy to that.
So maybe
poor James Corden lookalike.
Maybe James Corden got pummeled and then had a heart attack when he was laying down unconscious.
If you hit a guy and you cause his heart attack.
It does say a bleed to the brain.
Yeah, usually it's.
He was punched twice.
Yeah.
So he bragged and he took two punches.
Hey,
shouldn't laugh about it.
Hey, tell Portnoy to get him to do the undercard for the John Rocker. Pat Mahomes fight.
I thought they called that off.
The joke.
Hold on, they did call it off?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes.
Oh, it had to have been on Mahomes's, right? Because there's no way John Rocker would back off.
So how long do you think if John Rocker and Mahomes got into a fight there on Bourbon Street and they agreed to it on camera and Rocker... Yeah. Kills him.
All right. Right. He would kill him.
How long do you think Rocker should go to jail for? If Mahomes was like, come on, let's do it.
No, they both agreed.
Yeah,
though.
They do. They dap each other up. Let's do it.
I mean, if you kill a guy in a street fight, you should serve a couple years in jail, right?
I don't know.
Killed a guy.
Especially when you have such a big size advantage.
I mean, you can't just get away with, it was bro code. We were just swinging on each other. Sorry, the guy wound up dead.
Yeah.
You can't just walk down the street.
Let me ask you this, Drab. If two guys agree to street race, And right, and they're going 120.
Yeah.
And then one guy cuts the other guy off when he hits a tree and dies. Is it? He's not held accountable.
Well, street racing is illegal.
Well, so is punching someone in the face. That's called assault. It's called physical assault.
Yeah, but you're not putting other people in jeopardy.
Like, I don't know. I disagree.
If it's on a racetrack.
This is what the judge said. Both the punches you delivered were with great force, sufficient to knock him unconscious and then go into cardiac arrest. Thank you. He had a heart attack.
Okay. And somebody had warned him, by the way, beforehand, you can't do this.
Right.
And the two guys are freaking high and drunk.
Mm.
And it resulted in his death.
I didn't know Drab was the Luke Thomas of the show. He's such a fan of hand-to-hand combat.
I'm a fan of not using typically more lethal ways to settle fights.
Okay, so you're basically saying duke it out instead of, you know, blowing each other's heads off with a gun.
I think most people
would
agree with
that.
Most people
would agree with that. I don't have a problem necessarily if people want to engage in combat. Now, you want to be better if you put on gloves or... what about if you guys are in like someone's backyard and you got a boxing ring set up back there?
Backyard brawl, silly.
Right. Draft's fascinated with brawling.
Like Kimbo Slice.
I'm going to backyard brawl with Kimbo Slice.
And Kimbo kills one of those guys. Should Kimbo go to jail for 5 years?
Yep.
It's not regulated.
Probably.
I don't know the answer to it.
So if JP and Chad Dukes, when they fought, if Chad would have pummeled JP and killed him,
yeah.
Do you don't think Chad Dukes going to jail?
He probably is.
By the way, I
knocked him down. But it's not right.
What'd you say?
I knocked him down, if
I
you
know,
recall.
I know, I'm just making fun of it.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I took a very public L, so give me my one W. Yeah.
Yeah. I still think he's going to jail.
I don't know. We both agree.
Well, this guy's going to jail for 2.5 years.
I'm now just waiting for Drab to punch somebody in the face. It sounds like he's just itching to do it.
Hey, I would do the punch for punch thing with the headgear.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, if you want to get punched in the head, more power
you
to
and
you.
Jeff Walker.
I don't think
you would
enough,
be you would be Mitch.
I don't think I have enough brain cells to sustain just being punched in the head repeatedly.
These guys that are doing that power slap.
Yeah.
Well, that's one
that
of the dumbest.
Looks crazy.
That's one of the dumbest things I've seen in the last 20 years.
I think they just sold it for like $70 million or something.
That is shocking figure to me.
Dana White sold it?
I saw something about it, or maybe they signed a deal.
No, because I thought he said it was already worth like $1 billion. I don't think he'd sell it for $70 million. It's weirdly intriguing if you like are channel surfing and you see it on.
I couldn't watch that.
Yeah. It is weirdly intriguing to watch it.
I'm still floored that JP wants to do a punch for punch with somebody.
I didn't say I want to. I'm just saying that if you were going to take it to that level, that's one thing.
I wouldn't want to take anyone's punch.
It did sound like he was open to it for a radio bit. He sounded like he was open to it.
Well, remember, JP slapped himself hard one time on the show.
I remember like I sparred with JP for like a round when he was doing his for something for Junk's TV, I think. And I'll never forget this. Had headgear on.
Yeah.
JP punched me at one point.
Yeah.
It was a hard punch. And I think later that same day, we flew to Vegas.
Yeah.
And
I concuss you?
I thought I was going to die on the plane. I was like,
did you have that panic attack like Adam
did? I just didn't feel good because I was feeling the effects of the punch.
And then so the altitude.
And that was with headgear on.
So the altitude.
Altitude, the punch.
Yeah, probably a little dehydrated.
I'm sure I probably had a few beers. I probably had a big ass Sam Adams in the bar. I mean, that was a mess.
What I saw, I guess Dana White didn't sell it, is Power Slap is moving to YouTube
after
signing a 6-year, $76 million sponsorship.
There you go.
Dan Helly calls those.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Alley's in on the power slap?
Or he used to. I assume he still does.
I would do reads for power slap. If
they right.
But I would do some reads, some live reads. I'm not going to lie.
Cakes those, just did the about face.
They've been a little bit light over
been
here.
Been dry.
In the last few months. So bankers can't be choosers. All right, later on the show, Nick Dowd from the Caps is going to join us. That's coming up at 8:25. And Antonio Daniels, who covers the NBA, he will join us coming up at 9:25. In the next segment, we will give you another crack at the keyword for the Buckets and Bets contest at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So keep listening for your chance to qualify.